Hello, everyone. Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're continuing on with What Am I? And we're on lesson 357. What am I? I am God's Son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. In me is His creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love abides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides His own.
Our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year we gave to God together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared, and thus you joined with me. So what I am, are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe. Yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us.
We are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as saviors of the world, which through our joint forgiveness is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given us. We look on everyone as brother and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven. Knowledge will return when we have done our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth.
Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours the minds, which join together as we bless the world. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all our brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy.
We are the holy messengers of God, who speak for Him and carrying His word to everyone whom He has sent to us, we learn that it is written on our hearts. And thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God, who thought He suffered. Now is He redeemed, and as He sees the gate of heaven stand open before Him, He will enter in and disappear into the heart of God. What am I?
Lesson 357. Truth answers every call we make to God, responding first with miracles and then returning unto us to be itself. Forgiveness, truth's reflection, tells me how to offer miracles and thus escape the prison house in which I think I live. Your Holy Son is pointed out to me, first in my brother, then in me. Your voice instructs me patiently to hear your word and give as I receive. And as I look upon your Son today, I hear your voice instructing me to find the way to you, as you appointed that the way shall be. Behold His sinlessness, and be you saved. Look on the Christ in Him, and be you healed. Lesson 357. So we talked about this a few days ago. Lots has happened since then. I don't know which day it was, but when we can see the Christ in others, we see the Christ in us. Mm-hmm. Like, that is one way. And then also, all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. So as we forgive ourselves, then we see that we can look upon our brother from a different space, not this space from the ego thought system, but the space from of love.
Right. That's been the theme of What Am I through each lesson. Yesterday, judgment and love are opposites. From one comes all the sorrows of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God Himself. So if we're in judgment, how we see our brother mirrors how we see ourselves, and then that becomes our experience. So each lesson throughout What Am I? That was just one of them. I don't know. Should I read them all? Should I read each idea?
Well,
but either
way.
Is that
what you were thinking?
I was thinking of doing just reading all the
titles.
Let's
do that at the very end.
Okay.
Because I think it is powerful, but I don't want us to. I want to talk about something that just came up. Paragraph 4.
Okay. So this is within What Am I? Paragraph 4 of that.
Yeah. So, you know, we've had this year together, you and I. And we talked about in paragraph 2, you know, our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this young 1 year we gave to God together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared. Sometimes when I've been studying spiritual texts, it doesn't matter ever what they are, whether it's A Course in Miracles or the Bible or a Buddhist teaching or a more what you would call New Age thing. I sometimes feel left out. Because it seems like, well, we spent this year together and now we all got it. And I don't feel like I've got it. And so then when I read something like that, I really appreciate the sentiment. But it's like, ours are the ears through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed. Well, or my eyes. My eyes actually don't see that all the time. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world is sinless. My ears definitely do not proclaim that. Like, and so, you know, I've been a student of A Course in Miracles for 8 years, and I've talked about over and over how much it's helped me. And yet when I guess that just has come up for me the last few days, is I appreciate it. And I say to myself, your eyes do not see the Christ in everyone. Like, that's what I say to myself. I mean, of course, it's a desire, but I don't. And then I can easily feel left out or there's something wrong with me. And even though A Course in Miracles has helped me so much, like my life would not be what my life is today without it, I still can feel like a failure when I read something like this. I wanted to express this because I don't know if there's something else. You know, this is a podcast of just a real experience of A Course in Miracles. We're not saying we got it,
mm-hmm.
obviously, when I say something like that. You know, like, I'm not saying that. And so I just don't know sometimes what to do with those feelings.
Well, so let me reflect just to make sure I understand.
Okay.
So what you're saying is when you read a sentence or sentences in A Course in Miracles that speak as if we should be at a spot in our spiritual journey, such as, ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. We found a single purpose that we shared when we gave our year to God, and you don't have the experience of seeing a world redeemed through every thought of sin. You feel left out because it's like everyone else got it but you, in a sense.
Yeah, and it's not just A Course in Miracles. It's, you know, I remember when I would go to a Bible study.
Uh-huh.
And people would go, oh, you know, this has just helped me, or this is this. And I would think, I'm still a miserable sinner. That's how I used to feel in those circles. Now, with Course in Miracles, I understand where sin is the absence of love. And it's not like I'm going to burn in hell. But I actually have absences of love. I mean, my absences of love didn't disappear. They are diminishing. But I have been studying this book for 8 years. And I also study other spiritual systems and texts along with this. Like, I'm always studying something. And I just wanted to share that because I think if I wouldn't be doing this podcast and I wouldn't have you as my Course in Miracles buddy, I would feel very defeated because I would say, no, I just looked at that person over there and I think they're a complete schmuck. I do not see Christ in them at all. And then I then would go in, not would, I do go into guilt. It's like, why can't I see the Christ? Like sometimes I can. Like if I'm really, really in this space where I'm turning everything over and I'm really being intentional, I can. And then there's other times when I can't.
I have a two-part response to this.
Okay.
I'm going to start with
part two.
I was going to start with part two, but part two can easily become part one. I'll start with part one. That's why I'm really happy we talked about the Dalai Lama the other day. I think that was yesterday, Karen. And it's so amazing how one day passes and I have no idea what I talked about yesterday. I'd have to go back and listen to it. But I know within the past few days, we talked about the Dalai Lama when he was asked, what's it like to be enlightened? And he says, to like paraphrase, I have no idea. I think that is such a valuable interaction, such a valuable thing for him to say.
And you know what happened after you said that?
What?
We finished the podcast for the day. I went in, checked my email, and then I saw, like, I'm subscribed to something on YouTube, and it said, oh, the world is going to be, like, lost when the current Dalai Lama passes away because the world will be without a Buddha. He never even says he's Buddha. So, like, everything is a Buddha. Like, everything can get so messy.
Well, let me finish what I want to share.
Well, so then I was like, but I got to say this. And then I was like, well, but he never says he's Buddha. Well, I've never read anywhere where he says he's Buddha.
Well, just because some people have a wish that he was a Buddha, I think there's a lot of times where we want someone to have got it so then we can feel a little more safe. We can feel a little more secure because, you know, if the Dalai Lama, I mean, how old is that guy? Like in his 70s?
He's 87.
Okay, so 87. And he's been Dalai Lama-ing for the vast, vast majority of those 87 years. I know we watched this really neat documentary about him. It was about Buddhism in general. And so, I mean, he had some years of training to start, but then he's been the Dalai Lama for...
Well, ever since he was born, he was a Dalai Lama.
Yeah, so he's been a Dalai Lama for 87 years. And so if he is saying he's not enlightened, I think that is so valuable because that should hopefully give people permission to understand that you can be doing this work a long time and still not reach this quote-unquote enlightened state that we all seem to be chasing. And it's okay to not be enlightened. And I always have this kind of this back and forth within me where I like, okay, I know I'm not enlightened. I know that. But I also don't want us to go so far of to not recognize when we do know some stuff. See, if we just say, if like we need to find our own inner balance and recognize, no, we may not be enlightened, but we also can know some stuff. Both of those can be true at the same time. And so I think it's so valuable for people like the Dalai Lama just to say, I'm not, because I hope that gives us all permission to say, we're all works in progress here and it's okay.
Mm.
And, you know, maybe some days you can see with Christ's vision to a certain person. Maybe some days you can't, but it's okay because we're all those works in progress. We don't have to have, even though I think A Course in Miracles would like us to get it in a year. Mm-hmm. There's also a part where it says along the lines of to the extent of, you know, awakening, enlightenment can happen in an instant, but that's usually not the case. Mm-hmm. And so while there is the language that says, oh yeah, you know, after a year, we should have this down. There's also other parts of the course that recognize the human experience of life is hard. We are in the ego thought system and in separation, and the lights of some folks are dimly lit. And so seeing with those Christ vision goggles is really hard.
Oh, yeah, it is. Thank you for that. I mean, because sometimes like when I read, like I know like there's sections in the manual for teachers that is really helpful. And I'm really excited that we're doing the text, because then we'll probably do the manual for teachers. I'm probably 90 by the time we finish, but we'll then go on until we get through the manual for teachers is what my hope is. Because, you know, joining with the Course in Miracles to me is one way in remembering, in the enlightening process. And I guess my go-to is to kind of feel like a failure if it's not, if I look and see that, wow, you know, I was like, wow, I sure can't see so-and-so with Christ vision goggles. I sure have, you know, and you know, like the other day when we were talking that you were upset that we were 45 minutes late. And I said, well, yeah, but I mean, if we just put a time on it, then like we can't just allow for guidance. Like we're in the ego thought system. And then I just, this thing that I've been working on, you know, and it's been coming up is about being in judgment. And it's like, yeah, look at how much I'm in judgment. Like I'm in judgment over there. I'm in judgment over here. I'm in judgment on my own self. You know, like I can't see with Christ vision. Like it is that split mind thing. You know, like we can invite the Holy Spirit in, we can listen to guidance, and a second later, we can be back in the ego thought system.
Can I share part two, which responds to what you just said?
Yes.
Part two of my response to your original, what you said about feeling like a failure, is that if we look in the, if we go over our past year or our past few years, to me, what is really helpful is if we only ask, am I better than I was before?
Can I see with Christ's vision more than I used to?
Yeah.
Am I a little better listener?
Yep.
Yeah, I think
if the
really
answer
important.
To that, yes, give yourself a round of applause and move on. Uh-huh. to me, I think that is so important, is even if you, if you can see progress, if you can look back, judge honestly, you know, from this place of love and say, well, am I different than I was before? Am I headed in the right direction? Even if it's looks like just a baby step, you made great progress. Give yourself a round of applause. And let's keep going.
I really wanted to have this conversation because I know if I feel like this, there's other people that feel like this. And if you're alone studying A Course in Miracles and you hear this, oh yes, we've had this beautiful year together, you and I appreciate these words. I'm not saying that. But if we're saying to ourselves, yeah, it was a good year, but I still struggle. I really want us to know that we can have, We will struggle because I'm struggling. You know, like I don't struggle every day like I used to, but I still struggle. It's struggling. I'm struggling less and less, but man, I still struggle. Like if I hear about war, I'll just go, why? Why do we have to have war? Why is this person causing this war? It's really hard for me to see with Christ vision goggles. If I hear of a mass shooting in the United States, that is like almost a daily occurrence this year.
It's more than once a day, actually. Statistically,
600 mass shootings, over 600 mass shootings in our country this year, 2022. Okay. It's really hard for me then to say, oh, my ears are hearing the voice for God, because I just want to say, what?
Well, in a sense, that is hearing the voice for God, because those things aren't love. And so we shouldn't like them. Our ability to tolerate lacks of love are supposed to be getting more and more attuned to, that's not love. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's actually the direction we should be going. And so it's what we do with that, because we can see those same lacks of love and get really mad and go into hate.
And that's the work.
And so I would just say, if we're going into hate, even just a little bit less, celebrate. Because this is hard work.
Yeah.
I know, like I said the other day, there's no order of difficulty in miracles, but in trying to turn this huge ship around of of going from pure ego thought system, that's a default setting, into love. It's a big ship. And
it's a big ship with a P. Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yes, ship with a P. And so celebrate every big, and I also, I'm going to save something else I had to say for tomorrow, because it's about coaching and being a teacher. So I'll save that because that's a bigger discussion.
Okay. All right. Well, have a wonderful day. I'm looking all over my book here. So let me get back to our lesson for today. Today's lesson is lesson 357. And it is, which I like to read it, truth answers every call we make to God, responding first with miracles and then returning unto us to be itself. See you tomorrow.
See you then.